Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Roizen, and we have another Dr. Michael as our guest today, Dr. Michael Aziz, who wrote a wonderful book called The Ageless Revolution, 10 Hallmarks of Aging That Hold the Secret to Defeating Disease, Reversing Age, Looking Younger, and Living Longer. And he has some wonderful points that he accentuates at the end of every chapter of the book. You can find out more about him at Michael Aziz, AZIZMD.com, or TheAgelessRevolution.com. We, as usual, are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum, Truebiotics, and Dye Rescue, an important adjunct for those people who are trying one of the GLP-1 drugs, that is either Ozempic or Wegovy, tirzepatide, Mounjaro, and Zepbound. If you take it 3 days before and 4 days after you change dosage, it looks like it decreases the symptoms dramatically from that change in dosage. But that's just anecdotal. If you go to their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, you can find out more about their double-blind randomized controlled trials for Truebiotics and bovine colostrum. And of course, LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to our website, LongevityPlaybook.com, to sign up for the free newsletter. Michael, in writing this book, you go through a number of areas that are very important, but one of which I'd like to concentrate on because it is so important and because it has so much emphasis is the one on supplements and other adjuncts that people can use. And I do want to mention how well organized and how nice this book is in its what I would call semi-headlines or accentuation of certain things. Tell me what you do as far as supplements and intravenous therapies or other things for yourself.
Well, first, Dr. Roizen, it's really a pleasure to be with you, and thanks so much for having me. It's really an incredible way for me to join you today, and I'm really glad we're both on the same journey. You're really interested in anti-aging and longevity. I watch your video, so thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I organized the book because I really feel aging is a disease and we are really on the wrong tracks. We have the lowest lifespan in the Western world at 76 in the United States, where some countries like Monaco are making it to 88, 90, Hong Kong, South Korea. The women are going to be the first living to age 90 in the next few years. So we're really leaving 14 years on the table. And I organized the book. The first 150 pages are the things that people should do. Pretty much, I share with you the same principles. You have to work on the diet. You have to work on sleep, exercise, working on stress. And then that's where the supplements come, because this book really addresses the hallmarks of aging. There are 12 hallmarks. I discuss all of them in the book. I made them down to 10 because two are very similar. But to target all the hallmarks of aging, why our cells deteriorate, why we age, why we get old, why we eventually die, lifestyle may not be enough. And we have all those advances in medicine, all the supplements. So I recommend a bunch of supplements. I do recommend fish oil because we have research that is linked to longevity. People can get a blood test to check the level of omega-3 fatty acids. Even though vitamin D is not linked to longevity, but it does a big role in cancer prevention and immunity. The reason we got so sick during COVID is because many of us are not deficient in vitamin D. I like vitamin K2 a lot. Vitamin K2, many of us are deficient in vitamin K2 because of the low fat recommendations. And vitamin K2 needs natural fats to be absorbed. And vitamin K2 is very much responsible for opening the arteries and to make sure we don't get heart attacks or stroke. And that's produced by the gut bacteria, one of the hallmarks of aging. I like also taurine, which is an amino acid. And that's in very high level, has been linked to longevity. that's very much present in people in Okinawa. So I take about 20 supplements. We only have human studies on like 4 or 5. I'm kind of like a guinea pig because I feel like aging can really hurt me more than the supplements I take. But I take a lot of supplements beyond what has been tested on clinical studies on humans. So I take even what has been tested on mice and monkeys because I really feel that it may help me.
And so you've decided there is a list of about 23 that you go through in the book and go through the pluses, minuses, and some of the ones that have been tested and haven't been tested. And I notice you mention a lot about, or at least substantial amount about peptides. Virtually none of those, I mean, in other words, there are some that are FDA approved, such as the GLP-1s and even insulin as a peptide, but there are a lot that are given intravenously in clinics now that I worry about we don't have good controls on.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dr. Roizen, the research on peptide was done in the Soviet Union during the Reagan administration. They were fearing Ronald Reagan is going to throw a nuclear bomb. So a lot of research was done in Russia, and that's why many doctors in the United States and Europe don't know about much about peptides. It's not taught in medical schools. I had to take tons of lectures. But peptides are miraculous. We have about 70 peptides, and the drug companies are just exploring them now, and they're trying to market them. So, and each peptide only does one thing. So insulin is the first peptide to be commercialized. Morphine is a peptide. The listeners, I'm sure they're aware of all the Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. All those are peptides for weight loss, but there are also peptides for longevity. We know about GHK copper. It keeps the stem cells alive. For the listeners, stem cells are baby cells that we have about 700,000 in our bone marrow, and they get depleted as we get older. Once they get depleted, we die. And GHK copper is one peptide that helps keep the stem cells alive longer. Of course, people have to do the natural things first. Having more black tea, drinking more tea than coffee, having dark chocolate is good for stem cells. But GHK is one of the peptides that can keep the stem cells alive. Another peptide that one of the hallmarks of aging I discuss in the Ageless Revolution is shortened telomeres. Telomeres are the end cap of chromosomes, and as they get shorter, the cells eventually die. So longer telomeres mean longer life. And what keeps the telomeres long is fish oil, controlling stress because cortisol shortens telomeres, and the vitamin D, and a peptide called epetalon. Epetalon is a peptide, again, was discovered in Russia, and it does lengthen the telomeres. The research in Russia shows that it prevents stroke and heart attack by a good 20%. So it's a very good peptide for longevity.
One of the real questions about these is how well they've been studied. You say they've been studied in Russia.
Correct.
And how they're manufactured and available in the United States. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, unfortunately, the FDA is attacking a lot of the drugs and the peptides that they've been taking off the market. We can see now there is even a shortage of like Wegovy and Mounjaro. They're trying to make those available to the public by pharmaceutical companies. So I really only use pharmacies that are accredited, that are tested, and that you cannot buy that stuff online because you will not either get the real thing or you get something that is not, it will be only for research studies. You may not be getting the real thing. So yeah, you will need the right doctor who understands peptide, and you will need the right manufacturer to get the right peptide that will really help you in your longevity journey.
Let's go and talk about you specifically. So you've done, you say you're taking about 20 supplements, including obviously omega-3 and vitamin D, as well as taurine you mentioned. One of the things that bothers me in this field is we don't have a lot of data on interactions and whether these help each other or hinder each other. One of the things you stressed in the book was the need that if you're going to take NAD, and maybe this is why it's failed all the human trials, you need more than one thing at a time. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, sure, because we don't have human studies on longevity. And in the Ageless Revolution, what I did is I took a look at the countries that have the longest lifespan. Not only the blue zones, the areas in the world where we find many centenarians, but I took a look at Monaco. I took a look at Hong Kong. I took a look at South Korea. What are they doing? South Korea, they eat kimchi, fermented food. So gut health is very important. In Monaco, they have an easy lifestyle, less stress, and they're eating a lot of seafood. I looked at the blue zones. You know, they eat sweet purple potatoes in Okinawa. And they don't take any supplements, but I don't live in the blue zones. I live in New York, and that's very, very stressful. That shortens my telomeres, raises my cortisol level and everything. I think supplements are a good insurance because they can help with the hallmarks of aging. But you're right, there are interaction. For example, we know that quercetin can deplete the body of glutathione. So people who took quercetin to fight the senescent cells, one of the hallmarks of aging is the accumulation of old cells that don't die. And not only they don't die, but they also disrupt the young cells. And one way to get rid of them is caloric restriction, intermittent fasting, or a supplement called quercetin. But if people take quercetin, we don't have human studies. And in the same time, it also depletes the body of glutathione. So yeah, we're missing the human studies on longevity. But I think there are a lot of things. I don't want to discourage people. I want people to know that a lot of positive things. There is a revolution going on right now with all the advances in medicine, because this book is not about biohacking. This book about all the advances in medicine that can make us live a longer life. We can take a look at the countries that made it to have longevity, but we also take a look at the medications that can help us live longer. Supplements, medication, the GLP drugs, they decrease stroke and heart attack by 20%. Of course, it's not a solution. People have to fix their diet, but we know people who take metformin live longer, diabetics more than non-diabetics. So metformin is a longevity drug. The GLP are longevity drugs. Low-dose naltrexone works against the senescent cells. So it's also an anti-aging drug. So there's a revolution going on. We have a lot of advances. We can live a much longer life than our parents and grandparents, and we can extend our lives to have an improved health span and a longer lifespan.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, who's the author of The Ageless Revolution, 10 Hallmarks of Aging that Hold the Secret to Defeating Disease, Reversing Age, Looking Younger, and Living Longer. You can find out more about him and get in contact with him through Michael Aziz, A-Z-I-Z-M-D.com, or The Ageless Revolution. Let's talk a little bit. One of the questions I'm frequently asked recently is the role of alcohol and the role of specific exercises that are called high intensity interval training. Can we cover those for a little bit, especially alcohol?
You know, we know alcohol is really a poison. It's not really something good for longevity. It's empty calories, and it can make us, and it depends upon the type of alcohol people have. But I also took a look at the blue zones, the five areas in the world where we find centenarians, and we find that they drink alcohol, and they're fine. They drink red wine, but we have to be careful about what kind of alcohol we're going to drink. If we're going to have a little bit of red wine that is organic in moderation, probably it's okay, 4 or 5 drinks a week, but alcohol in excess beyond 7 or 8 drinks a week can increase mortality. It is kind of stressor on the body. It can hurt the cells. And then especially what kind of alcohol drink we're going to have. If we're going to have a little bit of red wine, maybe it's okay. But then if we're going to have mixed drink with a lot of sugar, that's very bad. I also talk in the book about beer in particular. Not only it's very high in glycemic index, but certain alcoholic drinks raises uric acid, such as beer. And high uric acid is linked to higher mortality. Believe it or not, whiskey drops the uric acid. So people have to be careful about what kind of alcohol they have, what kind of drink, does it have added sugar, does it have added calories, and also the amount of alcohol they should consume. But I would say a little bit of red wine in moderation is okay. And for your second part of the second question, yes, any type of exercise is good. Walking, anaerobic activity, especially as we get older, we lose muscle mass. Starting from age 30, we lose 1% of muscle mass. We're also gaining weight. We're gaining like 30 pounds by the time we're 60. We're eating about 400 calories extra every single day. I watched one of your videos yesterday on YouTube. It was very, very remarkable. So yeah, people are gaining, they're eating more calories and we're gaining weight, and that's a recipe for a shorter lifespan. So the best exercise for longevity is high intensity interval training. and to explain that to the listeners. That's the type of exercise that you exercise so hard that you lose your breath that you can't even say your name. And that's kind of like training, almost like going to war, but has the most impact on longevity. It's not for everybody. It's very hard, and you don't want to do it if you have a joint injury or back injury. You can really hurt yourself. You have to clear, you have to get medical clearance for any type of exercise from your doctor. But the most impact on longevity is high intensity interval training. Really, my approach is I believe in moderation. I don't want to be suffering in my life. So I do a little bit of aerobic activity to lose the fat. I do a little bit of weightlifting to keep my muscle mass. And, you know, once I did the stress test, that was clear. I started doing high intensity interval training once a week or so with my trainer, which is giving me the best of all worlds and all types of benefits of all types of exercise.
We want to thank you for coming on and doing this exercise with us, talking to us about the ageless revolution.
Thank you so much.
10 hallmarks of aging that hold the secret to defeating disease, reversing age, looking younger, and living longer. We've been talking with Michael Aziz, A-Z-I-Z. If you go michaelazizmd.com, you can get to his website and, in fact, get to a consultation with him. He is a board-certified internist, as well as practicing integrative and functional medicine. Michael resides in New York City, I think, if I'm correct, and has a practice there. As he said, it's a stressful city, but he does a lot to decrease his stress. And he mentions purpose and friends, posse, in the book as well. So it is a wonderful summary of where we are now in aging, as well as looking for the future. Thanks very much, Dr. Aziz. Thank you, AJ, for engineering. And thank you, the 50,000 of you who download us a week. All of you can't be wrong. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. The A's, go to our A section. We have another breakthrough research study that we talk about and why it was done in a randomized controlled trial in humans and how it is so important to all of us. Thanks again, Dr. Aziz, and thank you who downloaded us. We'll be back next week.